धर्मस्य झापवर्गस्य नार्थो अर्थाय उपपते नार्थस्य धर्मैकान्तस्य कामो लाभाय हि स्मितः कामस्य नेन्द्रिय प्रीति जीवित जावता सतत्व जिज्ञासा नार्थ जस्ति ह कर्म भी What is the aim of life? This is life. Dharma Abhavargas. The human life begins when he accepts religion. That is the beginning of human life. And that is the difference between human life and dog's life. The dog is engaged always for eating, sex life, and defending. The hog also engaged always searching after for his food. Although the food is stool, he is, and as soon as the body is little strong by eating stool, immediately sex life. Without any distinction, it is mother or sister or daughter, it doesn't matter. This is hog's life, by nature's example. Therefore, Shastra says that ayang deha, nayang deha deha bhajang niloki. Kastan kaman arhati bir bhujangaji. This human form of life. The cats and dogs and hogs, they have also accepted a body. And the trees, the plants, the insects, the birds, beasts, everyone has got body, material body. Karanam gunasamsa, I have explained it. According to the infection of the most of material nature, one is getting a type of body. Nature's way. Prakite kriyamanani, gunai karmani. For example, if you contaminate some disease, you'll have to suffer or you'll have to accept that disease. So similarly, this is the nature's way. If you are associating with a certain type of quality of the material nature, you are preparing your body for that purpose. Prakite kriyamanani karmasa ahankara vimunatma kartaham iti mannati. We are very much proud of our body. I am American, I am Indian, I am Prime Minister, I am this, that. The dog is also very proud. I'm greyhound and this bulldog and this. Yes. Everyone is proud. Have a nasty body, Madhi. The hog is also very proud too. And very filthy place. But if you want to drag him from that place, he will change. No, I don't know. And I'm very happy. There is a story in the Bhagavad, that once Brahma was cursed and he became a hog in this world. No, Indra, I'm sorry. Indra, because Indra was very offending. So he was cursed. He became a hog. So Brahma thought that in the absence of Indra, the kingdom of heaven is not nicely. So let me go and bring him again. Excuse. So when he came, he asked the hawk that come with me. Where? And to the heaven. Oh, I cannot go. I have got my responsibility. I cannot go. So this is the position. Everyone is, this is called unless a hog feels happy, How he can live in this abominable life? This is called prakhyavatmikasakti, covering. If one man knows that I was king in my previous life, now I have become a poor cobbler or something like, then he will become. So therefore he fights. Death means forget. Because the living entity does not die. Na hannate hannamane sarire. There is no death. Death means forgetting everything of my past life. That's all. Just like we forget at night when we dream, we accept another body and we forget this body. And in the daytime, we forget the night dream body and accept this body. We have got daily experience. So death means forget the past life. Otherwise there was past life, that's a fact. But as we forget daily, night body in the daytime and day body at night time, so similarly, we are changing our body according to the infection of the quality of material nature, and we are entangled in this material world. Although we are partial of Krishna, God, or we are sons of God, but unfortunately we have come in contact of this material world and making types of body by the contamination of the material modes of nature, this is going on. Therefore, Krishna comes. Krishna is the father of everyone. He confesses, my dear children, why you are rotting in this material world? Come back. Sarvadhamman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja aham tva sarva papebhyo mukhyishyami. Message of Bhagavad Gita. So, dharma means to understand my relationship with God. That is dharmantu saksh bhagavat paritam. Just like a good citizen means who knows the relationship with the state. That is good citizenship. Bad citizenship means who doesn't care for the state. That is bad citizenship, criminal. They are put into the prison house. Similarly, the living entities, they are part and parcel of God. But when they are not ready or prepared to abide by the laws of God, they are put into this material world, beginning from Brahma. Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartina arjuna. They are rotating. So dharma means to abide by the laws of God, just like good citizen means to abide by the state laws. Dharmantu sakshad bhagavat padit. Dasavargasya apavarga and pavarga. This material life is pavarga. Pavarga means, acquainted with grammar, there are vargas, kavarga, khavarga, kavarga, chavarga, tavarga. Similarly, pavarga. Pavarga means pa, pha, ba, pai. Represent parishram, labor, hard labor. This material world, you have to work. Either you are human being or a hog or dog or cat, it doesn't matter. Very, and a severe world. So that foam will come with your within your mouth. Paw. Then paw, paw, bow. Bow means bathata, baths. And bow means always fearful. What will happen next? What will happen next? And in this way, ma, mrityu, moran. This is called material life. There is no more game. Simply pa pa ba ba ma. This is material life. And apavarga means just the opposite, to nullify this pavarga business. So here it is said, dharmasya hi apavargasya. Religion means how to get out of this pavargas. That is dharma. Bhagavad says, dharmasya hi apavarga artha. Generally people go to church, to temple, for some material benefit. Therefore, Shastra says, no, for that purpose. People have become materialistic more and more because, just like in our country, that if you want economic development, then why should you go to temple? The communist theory is also like that. That if you want material happiness, why you are going to church? And accepting, oh God, give us our daily bread. The bread you manufacture, you just work for it. In one side it is good. But this is also a fact that without God's mercy, you cannot get even bread. Although bread you can manufacture, but the ingredients of the bread, the wheat, that is not in your hand. You cannot manufacture in the factory. That is in the hand of Prakriti, nature. And Prakriti is working under the control of the Supreme Law. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Mayadhakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. So, it is the Prakriti's business to control food supply when people become godless. That is Prakriti's business. Because Prakriti, these statements are in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the story of Maharaj Prithu. So Prakriti said that because people have become godless, demons, I have restricted my supply. Therefore, everything depends on the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, dharma means to abide by the laws of God. That is dharma. So that you can get out of the entanglement of this power. Dharma sahi apavarga, na arthaya upakalpate, not for economic development. Don't go to the church, don't go to the temple for your economic development. Although in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, artho artharti gyani jigyasu, chaturvidha bhajante maam sukritana arju. Four kinds of men, those who are artho, distressed, artharti, in need of money, they come to me. That is also dharma. But that is not the meaning of dharma. Dharma sahi apavargasa. You have to execute religious system only to get out of the entanglement of this power. That is the purpose. Dharma sahi apavargasa. Artha, na arthaya upakalpate, not for economic development. In our Vedic literature, you will never find these things, that economic development. Of course, the economic developments in the Shastra, there are in the Vedic literature to sacrifice. Jagnyarthi karmanatro, jagnyarjanna parjanyatanna sambhava. That is there, but that is not the purpose. Real purpose is how to get out of the entanglement of power. Dharma sahi apavargasya na arthaya upakalpate. That you can say, do you require some money? Yes, you require money, that's all right. Economic development, there is need. Therefore it is said, na arthasya dharmaikantasya kamulabhaya hismita. That you require money because you have got this body. You have got, to gratify your senses. That is right. But not for sense gratification. Only for sense gratification. No. Dharmasya na narthasya, arthasya. The money which you get, that is not meant for sense gratification. Dharmaikantasya, actually who is religious, who is interested in religion, for him this economic development, getting money, is not meant for sense gratification. Nārthasya dharmaikantasya kāma lābhāya smṛta. But we have got demands of our body. What to do? Kāma lābhāya. The kāma is there. Therefore it is said, kāmasya nendriya prīti. You can get the supply of the necessities of your senses as much as you require. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Vihārasya jyoti siddhi. Yuktaha. You should eat what is actually needed by you. Don't eat more. The human being, there is, certainly, we are eating. But we are eating. A Krishna conscious person eats Krishna prasadam. Patram pusmam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. Our business is, we don't say that we are vegetarian and non-vegetarian. Vegetarian and non-vegetarian, it does not make very much difference. Jo pachyante bhunjante te agham papam. If you eat only for yourself, for sense gratification, it doesn't matter whether you are vegetarian or non-vegetarian. You are simply eating sinful results. Je pachyanti atmakarana. Yajñārthe karmannatra lokayam karmabandhana. So our business is, so far we are concerned, Krishna conscious people, we are looking at vegetarian and non-vegetarian. Of course, vegetarianism is very good, even for health sake. But we do not take vegetables even if it is not offered to Krishna. That is our principle. If Krishna says that you give me non-vegetarian diet, then we can eat also. But Krishna does not say so. Krishna says, patram puspam phalam tuya, jomi bhakta prajacchati. We are preparing so many nice foodstuff with this patram puspam phalam tuya. We can prepare many, many hundreds of preparation of this patram puspam phalam tuya. And you can offer Krishna and then take prasad. That is our life. The human life is not meant for sense gratification. Sense gratification, my food is Krishna prasadam. Why should I go to restaurant? And this is tapasya. Eating is not stopped. But don't eat anything which is not Krishna prasadam. That is Krishna consciousness. If you for satisfaction of your tongue, you get money and satisfy your tongue, that is forbidden. It is said that kāmasya na indriya prīti. You have demand. You have to demand of the body. You have to eat something. You have to sleep somewhere. You must have sense gratification. You must protect some attack of others. That is all right. But don't do all these things for sense gratification. This is the injunction of this Shastra. Just like Arjuna fought, not for sense gratification. He fought for satisfying Krishna. Because Arjuna, first of all, he was trying to satisfy his senses. He said to Krishna, my dear Krishna, they are all my relatives. The other side, my grandfather, my brothers, my nephews, my son-in-law. Oh, how can I fight with them? This consideration was for sense gratification. He was thinking that in this way I shall be satisfied, personally. But there was no question of satisfying Krishna. But when he understood that his business was to satisfy Krishna, then he agreed. Krishna inquired whether you are right or not. He said, yes, nashto moho sitim labha. I have now got back my memory and my moho illusion is now lost. I shall fight. So this fighting was service to Krishna. It is not a sense gratification. Rather, when he was trying to become non-violent, very good man, not to fight, he fights for the party. That was sense gratification. This is the distinction between bhakti and karma. Karma is sense gratification. And bhakti is satisfying the law. The same thing. Therefore, people cannot understand what is the difference between a bhakta and a kormi. Kormi is satisfying his own senses and the bhakta is satisfying Krishna's senses. There must be some sense gratification. But when you satisfy Krishna, that is called bhakti. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Rishik means senses, purified senses. That I explained the other day. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. Bhakti does not mean stop your work. Bhakti does not mean sentimental fanaticism. That is not bhakti. Bhakti means to engage all your senses for the satisfaction of the proprietor of the senses. That is called bhakti. Therefore, Krishna's name is Rishikesha. Rishik means senses. And Rishika Isha. He is the controller, actually working, not independently. We can understand it. The Krishna is directing. Sarvasya chaham ridishan nivishta matvanancha. Matvasmiti jnanam apuhanancha. A scientist working because Krishna is helping him. Not that he is independently working. That is not possible. But he wants that what Krishna is giving him facilities. But actually Krishna is working. These are explained in the Upanishad. Without Krishna working, without seeing, without Krishna seeing, you cannot see. Just like the sun sign is explained in the Brahma Sangita. Jachaksuresa savita sakalat grahana. The sun is one of the eyes of Krishna. Jachaksuresa savita sakalat grahana. Raja samastha suramurti asesa teja. Jasyagnya bhramati sambhritakala chakra govindamadi purusam tavaham bhajan. Therefore, sun being the one of the eyes of Krishna, because the sun rises there, because sun is seeing, therefore you are seeing. You cannot see independently. You are so much proud of your eyes. What is the value of your eyes if there is no sunrise? You cannot see. Even this electricity that is derived from sun. So, actually, when Krishna sees, you can see. That is the position. So, our senses, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, sarvato pani padastha. Sarvato pani padastha, everywhere Krishna has his hands and legs. What are that? My hand, your leg. That is Krishna's. Just like if somebody says, I have got branches all over the world. So those branches are working on the management of the Supreme Person. Namely Krishna. Krishna is therefore called Rishikesha. Rishikesha. So business is, bhakti means, when we engage our rishik, our indriyas, our senses, in the service of the proprietor of the senses, that is our perfect life. That is our perfect life. But as soon as we desire to use our senses for the gratification of the senses, that is called karma, that is called material life. So therefore, for a bhakta, there is nothing material. That is Ishavasmidam Sarvam. The bhakta sees that everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasmidam Sarvam. Jatkinti jagatyan jagat tena tat tena bhumjitha. Everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, whatever Krishna gives us, just like a master, master allots something to the servant, you can enjoy this. That prasadam, prasade sarvadukhanam, hani rasu paje. This is the life. If you become Krishna conscious, if you understand that everything belongs to Krishna, even my hands and legs, they also belong to Krishna. All the parts of my body, they belong to Krishna. Then it should be used for Krishna. That is called bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abhritam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti vittava. That Krishna di, Arjuna di, he wanted to satisfy his senses by not fighting, but he agreed after hearing Bhagavad Gita that yes, Krishna is the Supreme Person. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajanti ma bhudha bhava samanmita. These things are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the preliminary study of spiritual life. And if we are actually convinced of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, then we surrender to Krishna. Krishna wants that. Sarvadhanman puritajya mame kanu saranabhaja. That he wants. When we actually take to this process, this is called sadhya. Sadhya. That has been explained by Kaviraj Goswami. What is the meaning of sadhya? Sadhya shabde vishas sudhira nischa. Krishne bhakti kaile sarva karma krita ha. This is called sadhya. Sadhya means fond faith. What is that fond faith? Fond faith means that Krishna says the sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam. When you take this conclusion, yes, by surrender to Krishna, by surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, everything is done very nicely. This is called sadhya. And the more you increase this sadhya, the more you become perfect. This is Krishna consciousness moment. Beginning is the sadhya. Adho sadhya. If you don't believe, you are reading Bhagavad Gita 300 years, but don't believe that I have to surrender to Krishna. Then what is the use of reading Bhagavad Gita? All these rascals, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, but they are no concern with Krishna. Forget Krishna. This is reading of Bhagavad Gita. Useless waste of time. Useless waste of time. If you do not understand the meaning of Bhagavad Gita, why you are samayeva ikeva? That has been explained in the previous verse. Dharma sanusthita pungsang visakshena kathasuja nutpada edrating jadi samayeva ikeva. If you do not understand Krishna, if you do not surrender to Krishna, then you are simply wasting your time. There is no meaning of writing big, big comments on Bhagavad Gita, uselessly, waste your time and waste others. This is the real problem. Sadhya. Krishna said, by surrendering to Krishna, everything will be done. Aham tang sarva papebha mukkasi. See, if one has no sadhya, faith, on this instruction of Krishna, manmana bhavamad bhakta maja, then there is no use, simply waste of time. If we come to this point, adho sadhya, this is called sadhya. Then, the next stage is, adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha. If one has, one is convinced that surrendering to Krishna, my all business will be perfect. This is called sadhya. Then we have to seek out who are engaged in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu sangha. Sadhu means Krishna conscious person. Sadhu does not mean having a big beard and nice dress or a saffron colored dress. That is not sadhu. Sadhu is described in the Bhagavad Gita, opite sudurachara bhajate mam ananna bhava. Sadhu reva samandha. That is sadhu. Who has no other business than to serve Krishna, he is sadhu. He is sadhu. Because he has accepted the principle. Sarvadhanman kulittajya, mamika. Sadhu reva samantabha, sammak bhavasitangisa. You cannot say, oh, he has got some bad principle in his life, although he is worshipping Krishna wholeheartedly, but he has got some defect. Therefore Krishna says, opite sudurācha. Even if he has got so many defects of his life, because he has dedicated his life for Krishna's service, sadhu deva samandha. So, if you have got sraddha, that by surrendering to Krishna, your all purpose of life will be practical or fruitful, then you have to associate with such persons who are engaged in the service of sadhusam. Adho saddha tatho sadhusam. Therefore, this movement is called International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So actually, one by one, as people are coming to the association of societies, automatically he is becoming Krishna conscious. That is practical. Adho saddha tatho sadhusam. This is sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha does not mean to associate with some saffron colored man. Sadhu sangha means to associate with Krishna conscious person. This is shastra. Adho saddha tatho sadhu. This is Rupa Goswami's direction. That if you want to develop your love for Krishna, this is the process. Because real purpose of life is not dharma, artha, kama, moksha. That will be explained here. Jivasya tattva jignasa. What is the absolute truth? What is the aim of life? Then, this is the process. Adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha ata bhajana kriya. Practically, I have seen these boys and girls, Europe and America, they first of all came to me and they associated, abided by my orders. Then automatically they wanted to be initiated. We are doing that. Every day we are initiating some new devotees. This is called bhajana kriya. He will be automatically anxious. If one associates with sadhu, then he will be automatically anxious to accept bhajana kriya. Initiation. Then you have to rise early in the morning, you have to offer Mangala Rutri, you have to do this, you have to do that. 24 hours program is there. That is called bhajana kriya. Adho saddha tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya tato anartha nivitti syat. Anartha means useless habits. Just like one smokes. It is useless habit. By bad association, one becomes a smoker, one becomes a drunkard, one becomes a meat eater, one becomes a gambler. These are unorthodox. So everyone in this age, everyone is associated with this unorthodox. But if he takes to Krishna bhajan, bhajana kriya, then unorthodox nivitti syat. The practically you can see these boys and girls, they are no more meat eaters, they are no more taking any intoxicants, they are no more gambler, no more illicit sex hunters, no. Everything stopped. This is anartha. This is called mukti. This is called mukti. As soon as you get rid of these bad, sinful activities, you are mukta. That is called mukti. And after mukti, tato nishtha, then you have got firm conviction. Yes, Krishna consciousness is the only business. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Then you increase your taste. Tato nishtha, tatha shakti. Then you become attached to Krishna. That is the beginning of Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya sakta mana prartho yoga janjan madasraya. when you increase your attachment for Krishna, that is required. Increase, you have got attachment for your family, for your body, for your society, for your country, everything, that's all right. But you have to convert them. You have to increase attachment for Krishna. That is called bhakti yoga. Maya sattva mana prachya yoga ma jinjana madasraya. Asaṃsayam samagraṁ māṁ jathā gāśyasi tachino. Krishna says in the 7th chapter in the beginning. So, everything is there. If we actually want to make our life perfect, the directions are already there. We have got the Vedic knowledge, treasure house of spiritual knowledge. And the Bhagavad Gita is the gist, is the samani, Gita Upanishad, it is called Upanishad. If we simply study Bhagavad Gita as it is, without foolishly interpreting it, that will spoil. Don't interpret. Just like you have given paramanna or kheer. Everyone knows what is kheer. Means milk and rice cooked together with sugar. Very nice food stuff. But if you add with it several grains of sand, it becomes useless. You cannot eat. Simply a few grains of sand, then it is useless. Similarly, these rascaldom of commentary, a few grains of sand, we spoil Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Sri Sanatana Goswami has advised how to save yourself from this rascaldom. He says, avaishnava mukhadginna puto hari kathamritam sabanam nakartam. Puto hari kathamritam, hari katha. Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita, therefore it is called hari katha, Krishna katha. So what the Sanatana Goswami says, if it is uttered by a Vaishnava, who is not a devotee, he is a professional man, so-called scholar and politician, don't hear it. Don't hear it. A Vaishnava, because not, he is not a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava mukhadginna puto hari katha. Hari katha means Krishna's word, they are very purified, that's all right. But no savanam na kartabmam. Why? Because sarpachishta payojatha, just like milk. Milk is very good food. But if it is touched by the tongue of a serpent, it becomes poison. If you eat that kind of milk, your life will be finished. Similarly, our only request is that don't try to read Bhagavad Gita commented by unauthorized so-called scholars or politicians. Simply read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Simply accept what Krishna says. Then you will be benefited. Krishna says dharma khetra. Not Krishna says sanjaya ubhacha. Dharma khetra kuru khetna dhitarashtra ubhacha. Dhitarashtra says dharma khetra kuru khetra samavita jadisthava. Mamaka pandavasyaiva kima kurvata sanjaya. He is asking his secretary. He was a blind man. So he is asking his secretary, my dear Sanjaya, after my boys, Mamaka and Pandava, my sons of my younger brother Pandu, samaveta jujutsava, they assembled for fighting in the dharma khetra kurukhetra. Dharma kurukhetra is still there, everyone knows. And it is dharma khetra, everyone knows. Then where is the difficulty to understand dharma khetra kurukhetra Mamaka Pandu? But if you foolishly interpret dharma khetra means this, and Kurukshetra means that, and Pandava means that, you spoil the whole thing. That is going. Otherwise there is no difficulty. Dharma Khetre, Kurukshetre, Samavita, Jujutsava. Actually, it is historical fact. Mahabharata, there was fight because in blood. No, Pandava means this, and Kurukshetra means this, and this means this. In this way, things are being spoiled. So, we are misled in that way. Actually, if we read Bhagavad Gita as it is, as a devotee, Because without being devotee, nobody can understand Bhagavad Gita. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, in so many places it is stated, bhakta mama vijanati, jaman jaschami toto. Bhakta, only through devotion, only becoming a devotee, you can understand Krishna. Otherwise you cannot. Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samabhri. I am not exposed to anyone. Yoga maya samabhri. Only bhakta mama vijanati. This is the way, and this life is meant for that purpose. That is the advice of the Vedic. So Arjuna is inquiring from Krishna, and he says, Janmadasya jataha, aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. So Bhagavad Gita is real Vedanta. And if one understands Bhagavad Gita as it is, he is really Vedantist. Veda means knowledge, and Anta means the last word. The last word of knowledge is Krishna. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavan maanga prabuddhati. If one does not understand Krishna and does not surrender to Krishna, he is simply uselessly wasting his time. That is the verdict of all Vedic literature. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavata it is said, kamasya nendriya priti. Kamasya nendriya priti, lava jivitada. Simply take so much as you need, not for self-gratification. That is the process. Don't take more, don't take less. Yuktaharu viharu. Shastra does not advise you that you starve, unnecessarily starve. No. Krishna has condemned one who unnecessarily starves. You take food stuff. But don't take anything which is for you. Take Krishna prasada, patram pasmam phalanti. Don't try to satisfy your senses. The senses will be satisfied. There are so many varieties of food, Krishna prasada, that even these Europeans and Americans, they used to take meat. Now, if you give them bribe that you take again, because they have learned to cook so many nice food stuff. Ask anyone of them. Parangdishta, when you get better thing, nivartate, then you give up, which is not very good. So this bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness is so nice that if you take it very seriously, if you enter into the mystery of this bhakti yoga, it is not a mystery, it is very open, then naturally, parangdishta nivartate, and that is required. Vaidam, Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prajita, Janayati Yasu Vairagam, Gyananta Jadahita. We have discussed this part. So, our only request is that don't take this Krishna consciousness movement as some sentimental religious propaganda. No, no, it is not. It is scientific. It is to save the human society from gliding down to the abominable condition. Adanta gobhi visatam tamisram puna puna char vita char vanat. Bhagavad says, Adanta gobhi nate vidu sartha gati mi vishnu. Adanta, then the first is, matinla krishne parato satova. Matinla krishne parato satova. Mitho vipaddeta grihabhratana. Those who are grihabhrata means simply materialistic, simply this life, this body, I am this body, and the offspring of this body, they are my kinsmen, I have to maintain them. Or expanding, they are my kinsmen, they are my family men, they are my nation. This is called grihamedhi. So such grihamedhi, matinna krishne, they cannot understand what is Krishna consciousness. Matinna krishne parato satova. Parato means by instruction of superior person, parato, sato, by reading himself, mitho vipaddet, or holding big meeting. They cannot understand. Why? Because grihabhrata, grihabhratana. What is the business of grihabhrata? Adanta gobhi, visadanta misram, punapunacharvita charvananam. By being unable to control the senses, creating another body, the sense gratification, either as god, demigod, or as dog, or as hog, as human being, as tree, or insect. The business is ahara nidra bhayam, puna puna charvita charvata. Puna puna, the same thing is doing. He does not know. The real business is how to get out of this entanglement of pavarga, repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. He does not know. There is no science, there is no education. There is only education in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we have to, if you want to save the world, if you want to save the human civilization, you have to take to this proposition of Bhagavad Gita, learn it scientifically, and make your life successful. Thank you very much.